Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Deputy Chief Minister Home Y. Patton said that the state government is earnestly taking up matters with Manipur government on the Gazolsa Kozera land dispute issue. Patton also informed that the state government is making efforts of getting an official confirmation on the withdrawal of the Manipur security forces from the disputed areas. While appreciating the positive developments made by the concerted efforts of the civil society organizations, the Deputy Chief Minister further impressed upon all parties and stakeholders to maintain status quo and to refrain from carrying out any activity that may be inimical towards creating a conducive environment which is vital to facilitate in bringing about an amicable resolution of the long-pending issue through customary and traditional approach. The Election Commission yesterday made public a data set of electoral bonds, including their numbers that can help match the purchasers with the political parties that received the funds. The separate list of the donors and the recipients were published by the poll body on its website after the details were submitted to it by the State Bank of India as per the order of the Supreme Court. The State Bank of India was the only bank authorized to sell and redeem the bonds, which were first issued in March 2018 and were being sold until the scheme was declared null and void by the top court last month. The Election Commission said it has uploaded the data on electoral bonds on its website as received from SBI. Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has issued advisory asking all endorsers and influencers on social media to refrain from showing promotional content advertisements, including surrogate advertisements of offshore online betting and gambling platforms in any form. Ministry issued the advisory in view of the significant financial and socio-economic implications of online betting and gambling on consumers, particularly the youth. The ministry said that the Central Consumer Protection Authority has expressed concerns regarding endorsements of such betting and gambling platforms by celebrities and influencers to endorse and promote their betting activities. The authority cautioned that any advertisement or endorsement, whether directly or indirectly, of activities which are otherwise prohibited by law, including but not limited to betting or gambling, through advertisements or promotions, shall be subject to rigorous scrutiny. The ministry also cautioned that failure to comply may lead to proceedings under the provisions of Consumer Protection Act 2019. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO will be testing its reusable launch vehicle Pushpak at the aeronautical test range in Challakere near Chitradurga in Karnataka this morning. The first test was conducted in April last year when a scaled-down version of the launch vehicle was tested from the Challakere runway. This time, too, the scaled-down version of Pushpak usable launch vehicle will be carried to an altitude of about 4.5 kilometers by an IAF helicopter and released after attaining the predetermined pillbox parameters. The reusable launch vehicle being developed by ISRO will gut the launch expenditure and help India in its space exploration missions. State-of-the-art technology developed by the reusable vehicle includes accurate navigation, hardware and software, pseudo-light system, Ka-band radar altimeter, NAVIC receiver, sensors, indigenous landing gear, aerofoil honeycomb fins and brake parachute system. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has been arrested by the Enforcement Directorate. This was informed by the Delhi Minister Saurabh Bharadwaj in a social media post. ED had named Kejriwal in Delhi Liquor Policy Linked Money Laundering case and had sent a 9 summons to him. The arrest came hours after Delhi High Court refused to grant protection to Kejriwal from any coercive action by the agency. An ET team reached his residence last evening and carried out searches. He was arrested thereafter. And in the ongoing Northeast Games, following an intense day of competition, the host state Nagaland continued to secure the top spot in the medals tally on day 3. Nagaland's athletes' outstanding performances has earned 31 gold, 17 silver and 24 bronze medals, bringing the total to 72. On neck-to-neck, Manipur is in the second spot with 69 medals in total, with 29 gold, 18 silver and 22 bronze, while Assam was third with a collection of 21 gold, 30 silver and 27 bronze, totaling 69 medals. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.